This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Officials in Greece are straining to finish construction for this year's Olympic Games. But they have finished restoring an Olympic stadium and running track from the ancient Olympics. NPR's Christopher Joyce went to the stadium in Nemea, and he has the latest installment of National Geographic radio expeditions.
That's more or less the way the ancient games opened, with a little horn blowing, recreated here in the village of Nemea by students using replicas of ancient horns. The Greeks held their first great games in 776 BC in Olympia. Eventually, they used four places, the last being Nemea, a wide spot in a valley of vineyards and olive groves about 100 miles west of Athens. Archaeologist Stephen Miller first came here in 1973 from the University of California at Berkeley.
The whole area around the temple was filled with weeds, and particularly with thorns.
The temple was the ruin of the Temple of Zeus, three columns rising from a broken limestone floor. That was it, the only structure left from the Nemean Games.
In antiquity, there was no town here, but every 2 years at the time of the Games, thousands, probably tens of thousands of Greeks would come around and have a week-long party.
Athletes came from across the Greek world, which stretched from current-day Spain to the Black Sea. Poets, philosophers, and musicians performed as well. For a month, warring city-states called a truce. The games were sacred and more important than war. The temple was where the athletes went first, to swear they'd honor the rules as well as the gods. Now Miller's hired a team to rebuild it. Limestone discs the size of tree stumps lie on the ground, in rows as if someone knocked over a stack of poker chips. Ancient architects stacked them one on top of the other to make 40-foot-high columns. Chief Mason Yanis Arbelias is teaching the crew, mostly farmers, how to put them back up.
I think the ancients did it this way, but we're not sure. We want to be proud of what we've done. We want to give something back.
Scholars have relied on ancient writers and pottery painters as a guide to the ancient games. But Miller's work in the dirt has revealed new physical details. For example, inside this trench near the temple, under a sprinkling of dirt and a protective plastic sheet, lies a new find, a set of starting blocks. Miller thinks this was a practice track. Two parallel grooves, set about 5 inches apart, have been cut into a limestone pavement. They're toe holes for barefoot runners. Miller, whose full beard and stocky frame suggest classrooms rather than running tracks, has tried it often.
You'll be leaning forward with your hands stretched out, looking almost like a diver at the edge of a diving board.
When Miller first came to Nemea, experienced field archaeologists weren't very interested in excavating ancient athletic sites. But Miller was fascinated by what might be there besides the temple. He found a horseshoe-shaped depression surrounded by low hills. Was it the Nemean Stadium, described in literature, long buried and forgotten? Miller was just a novice, and financial backers had put up a lot of money for the project. Miller decided to dig. One of the people he hired was a local man, Elias Skazas.
In the beginning here, we had about 100 people working in different trenches. Miller was very patient and persistent, and we continued to dig.
In the coffee house of the village, there began to be comments like, ha, 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 that smart American thinks he's going to find a stadium here. And then on the last day, we dug a little test trench, and we got down and hit a section of the starting line on the 19th of July of 1974. We had found it on the very last day of our excavations.
The stadium is now restored. It's a hard-packed dirt oval, about 600 yards long, surrounded by earthen embankments, the stands, if you will. There had been a changing room just outside where athletes stripped, all events were in the nude, and rubbed themselves with oil. Athletes then entered a 120-foot-long tunnel dug through the embankment into the stadium. When Miller unearthed it, he found graffiti carved into its stone walls, left by athletes waiting their turn. Miller says he still gets chills when he reads them. One says, Akrotitos is handsome. Another simply, I win.
It forms a ceremonial entrance for the athletes, and in a way, at the other end, when the athlete comes out onto the track after his name has been called, there's a very dramatic entrance.
Thousands of spectators watched from above. For an athlete, this was the chance to attain what all Greeks sought, arete.
Arete is a combination of virtue, excellence, skill. The Greeks were very conscious of it, and they could best see it and identify it in the form of the athlete.
There was risk, too. Boxers sometimes died. Wrestlers broke bones. Athletes caught cheating were flogged. And there was elegance, too, the javelin and discus, for example, and even physics. Long jumpers carried lead weights in their hands and swung them forward as they leaped to lengthen their jump. Greeks demanded fairness in their games. In the foot races, the runners stood behind cords stretched across the starting line. The cords were tied to a wooden post or arm at each end of the line, cocked vertically with twisted rope acting like a spring. Miller has built a replica.
The starter will now call out, poda para poda, get your feet together, etime, get ready, and then he'll shout out, apite. He pulls the release cord, and the arm goes slamming down onto the ground, taking the barrier cords with it.
Great winners went down in history. Diagoras of Rhodes had been a 7-time boxing champion when, in 448 BC, at the games in Olympia, his two sons won their events. They grabbed their father and carried him on their shoulders for a victory lap.
So here you had father and two sons, all Olympic victors, at which point some old Spartan jumps up and says, Diagoras, die now. You will never be happier.
Athletes finished up at a communal bathhouse. They used a metal tool to scrape off the sweat and oil and dirt, which was collected and sold as a healing ointment. The fans went home. Ancient writers complained about how crowded the roads were. Miller's own house is a stone's throw from here. He's written a book, Ancient Greek Athletics, and he organizes recreations of the ancient games, held here with clothing. The next one is in 2 weeks.
Many archaeologists move on, and they leave sites behind to be the victim of weeds and neglect, and I never thought that was right.
Next year, a new dig director will take over at Nemea. After 31 years working here, Miller plans to stay, even though he's retiring. He wants to be there when they find the hippodrome, where the chariots raced. He's sure it's here somewhere. He's found the clues. Tracks left by wooden chariot wheels 2,300 years ago. For Radio Expeditions, I'm Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR and the National Geographic Society. Photos of Nemea are at npr.org. Next week, Radio Expeditions travels to the birthplace of democracy in Athens.